This is Haystack Help Radio on KLZ 560. Haystack Help Radio is powered by HaystackHelp.com. Finding help can be like finding a needle in a haystack, but with HaystackHelp.com, finding the needle just got easier. Now, Haystack Help Radio with Scott Watley on KLZ 560.
Good afternoon and welcome to Haystack Help Radio. Thank you so much for joining us today. A little chilly weather out there, so be careful on the streets, and hopefully this will pass pretty quickly here. But glad to have Kyle Odell in studio. Odell, Winkfield, Roseman, and Schiff is the firm. You can check out their website, owrsfirm.com. And with that, we will welcome Mr. Odell. How are you, sir?
Cold.
Yeah. It's a little chilly.
It is
chilly.
What
was it, like 70 yesterday?
I was hitting golf balls yesterday afternoon at a driving range, and I thought, this is fantastic. Yeah. I love Colorado. I still love Colorado.
Exactly.
But, you know.
Well, it's a little nippy for sure.
It's a little chilly. Yeah. So hopefully it'll warm up.
Yes, sir. Yeah. Absolutely. Yeah. Well, again, owrsfirm.com is the website. Kyle is with us every Monday from noon to 12:30, and talking about all the things that hopefully we can be of help in your financial retirement planning. And today we're going to talk about something that, you know, a lot of us hear the terms, and but I think there's a lot of misunderstandings out there, Kyle, about this word annuities. But before we touch on that, you know, market's been a little crazy lately, so give us just a slight update there.
So, yes, the market has been more volatile here in the last couple weeks than it's been in quite some time. You know, I think moving forward and talking with some of our money managers that we'll see more volatility moving forward, hopefully not quite to the extremes that we saw 2 weeks ago, mm-hmm. Which was pretty abnormal. We saw some pretty extreme days there, which isn't normal. But I think moving forward, just because of how some investments are set up, that, you know, we may have, you know, more of those occur moving forward. There are some investments out there that are called ETFs, which allow investors to move in and out of the market in midday, in the middle of the market. And it provides flexibility where you can get in and out of the market. But if more people own those, it allows you, it causes more volatility throughout the day. Whereas a typical mutual fund, if you wanted to sell or purchase a mutual fund, usually you can't do that till the end of the day, the market settles. So you don't always see the fluctuations in the market in the past, not, you know, so I think with these ETFs, we'll see a little bit more of that moving forward. But, you know, right now, you know, our economy overall is, when we look at just the fundamentals, we're in a good position. A lot of the companies, as they have reported earnings from the fourth quarter, they've looked great, mm-hmm. for most companies. They've exceeded expectations. And so, you know, we look at it, and the economy's, you know, in a good spot. And so we're optimistic about the year moving forward. Doesn't mean that things can't change tomorrow.
Sure.
But we're optimistic as to, you know, having at least in the short term here, for things to move in a positive direction. But of course, you know, we don't profess to have a crystal ball and don't know where things are going. But
right. But
when we look at the fundamentals in our economy, that part looks good.
So when you sit down with people, maybe for that initial consultation, and pretty soon at some point during that, probably that hour, the word annuities come up. Do you find most people understand those very well, or is there a lot of misconceptions out there about annuities?
I think a lot of misconceptions, and I thought that we could take some time today just to talk about some of the basics on how they work and what's the purpose of them for most people and why you should have one if it makes sense. You know, for some people they make sense, some people they don't.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's the way I look at it as, you know, very simply is, Scott, that let's say that you had a tree in your front yard that you wanted to knock down, and I said, Scott, here's a hammer. Have at it.
Might take a while.
Might take a while. You're going to break a sweat, I would say, right. And you might get a little frustrated. All a hammer is a tool. All an annuity is a tool. It depends on what we're trying to accomplish. You know, so depending on what you want to have happen with your money or a portion of your money, a portion of your assets, you might need an annuity. You might need that specific tool. depending on what you might want to have happen, you may not need an annuity. That could be the wrong tool for you. Mm-hmm. So it just depends on what we're trying to accomplish. And, you know, for the most part, you know, and as we're doing all this, we're going to talk through some scenarios today just about how they work and the purpose of them for the most part. You know, we're not making any recommendations to anyone. You know, this is just a generic overview of a little bit about how they work.
Right.
So, you know, the two main purposes, you know, for annuities for the most part is one is to provide a guaranteed income at some point in the future where you can turn it on and create a pension type income. The other is, you know, there are three main types of annuities. There are fixed annuities that just provide a fixed rate of return. Usually right now, those are going to pay you somewhere, most of them around 2.5% to maybe 3%, somewhere in that area. So you have fixed annuities. You have variable annuities, which that's not an area that me personally, you know, being a fiduciary, if I'm going to sit down with someone, I have to believe in a product. That's never been one that I've been a big fan of, so it's just not one that I offer to clients. Yes, you do have a potential for an upside. You know, the one of the things that a variable annuity, I think the main purpose of most variable annuities is to provide a guaranteed income at some point down the road. Your money is attached to the market in there, but I think when I look at those products where I've never been a big fan is just they have a high amount. When we look at the annual fees on those products, it's a very expensive product. And so in terms of just growth, if that's what you're looking for, growth of your assets, of your cash, that I think you can go out and find a lot of other products out there that are better. Right. If you're looking for guaranteed income, a variable annuity might be an opportunity. Might be an opportunity to, you know, to look at that. It might be the correct product for you, but it's not one that we offer as a company. The third kind is a fixed index annuity. Now, fixed index, we do a lot of these, you know, when the appropriate time comes up for a client. And I'll give you an example of, you know, like with my grandparents, the rules for people that are retiring today are different than the families that retired, you know, 30 years ago.
Sure.
Okay. So, you know, my grandparents, when they went to retire, they had Social Security and a lot of the families that retired, you know, in the 80s and maybe into the 90s, they had pensions. They had those company pensions. So really they had two main sources of income coming in every month. They had that Social Security, they had that pension check. And what I see from those families every month is that they still, you know, they go spend those checks every month because they know it's coming in again next month and then the next month and then the next month. And so having those predictable checks, you know, it allows you to go spend that money. And that's simply what an annuity, if you use it for that purpose, it's like a hammer. Well, what can I do with a hammer? I can either nail a hammer or put a nail into a wall. I can also remove a nail from a wall, right? It has two main purposes, okay? An annuity has really two main purposes. Either one is a place to park cash, which we'll get into that a little bit, or the other is to create that guaranteed income down the road. If I'm going to use it as a place to create that guaranteed income, you know, there are hundreds of annuity products out there. And one of the things I would encourage someone to do if they're going to look at that is the interest rates and the payout rates and different things for companies. You know, interest rates that are in for our economy affect how insurance companies run their business. Mm-hmm. And every month, insurance companies change their different payout factors and rates. And so, you know, this month let's say there are 300 annuities out there. This month, company ABC may have the highest payout rate, but next month they may slip to number 20.
Gotcha.
So one of the things, if someone were to look at that and say, okay, I want to pick an annuity with the highest payout rate, then I would want to sit down with somebody that said, okay, well, let's look at all the annuities available out there and see which one is going to give you the highest payout factor, that highest payout rate. And we can, when you purchase that annuity, you can lock that in. Mm-hmm. Okay. So in most instances, you can lock that in. So in that case, and you know, and they have different time periods. So, you know, if you said, well, I think I might want to turn on that pension like my grandparents have, I want to turn on that pension in the next year or two or three, then you know, there are certain products that are going to pop up on that list and say, okay, if you turn it on in the first couple of years, here are the top three or four companies in terms of that guaranteed payout factor. If you said, well, you know, I may not need that income, I may not turn it on for another 10 years down the road, then a completely different list of companies
right.
would be the ones that you would want to choose from. So, you know, I think that's a key point, is that if you're going to look at an annuity for that piece of it, then to sit down and make sure that if you meet with an advisor, that they're looking at all the annuities out there and not just looking at the one, two, or three that they always use,
mm-hmm.
right? Let's look at all of them and see which one is going to give you, you know, which company has a good rating, is a good solid company that, you know, and there are a lot of moving parts to an annuity in most cases, and we're keeping this very simple today.
Right.
A lot of them are kind of like a Swiss Army knife where they have a lot of moving parts where, you know, some of them have different pieces where you can get a long-term care benefit out of it or a chronic illness benefit, where if you need, you know, assisted living or assisted care, where that payout will double for a period. So if I'm receiving, let's say, $3,000 a month from an annuity, where it will double for a period, so it'll double to $6,000 a month for a while to help offset some of those long-term care costs.
Okay.
So there are a lot of different ways to use it. I think, you know, sitting down with someone that's very knowledgeable on that end, they can explain all the different types and how they work, and not just try and steer you in the direction of the same one or two that they always use, that are looking at a wide range, a wide variety of them out there, and can actually show you, the client, and say, look, this is why I would recommend this one. Right, because it has the highest payout factor. Maybe here are the top three this month with the highest payout factors. And so that way you, the consumer, can see that, okay, I'm not being led in a direction here that, you know, where I could have been pointed in a direction that I could have had a better payout for me and my family.
Right. And, you know, you do a free consultation, and I think a lot of this, that consultation is there to, you get to know the client, them get to know you, but there's a lot of education in this, isn't there? And I don't mean that talking down to a client. I just mean there's a lot of things we don't know that you know.
Yeah. No, you know, when we're dealing with hundreds of products out there, you know, it takes a lot of our time to, you know, make sure that we understand how they work and you know, making sure that we're going through those and explain those properly to a client. You know, and so often what I find is that, you know, I ask someone, you know, if I had two people in the room and I said, okay, you know, or if I was in front of a large group and I said, okay, how many of you like annuities? Half the room would raise their hand. And if I asked how many of you don't like annuities, half of them would raise their hand.
Mm-hmm.
And if I ask why don't you like annuities? A lot of times I don't get a very specific answer. It's, well, I heard they weren't good,
right,
or whatever. So again, it goes back to a tool. What kind of tool are you looking for? And I'll give you a real quick example of this where, you know, a lot of times, if I'm going to have money in the market, there's a rule called the 4% rule that a lot of advisors have used over the years. And I think you got to be careful about the 4% rule right now, just because, and we don't have time to get into it today, but just because bond rates are so low, I think that 4% rule might be a little high as to what you can withdraw each year off your portfolio. But if you're going to have a portfolio of, let's say you have $1 million and 4% of that would be $40,000. So you go to retire and you start withdrawing 40 grand a year off of that portfolio. Well, that 4% rule is designed to where hopefully you don't run out of money over your lifetime. And the purpose of that annuity, if we're going to create a guaranteed income off of it, is that one is a lot of times the insurance companies will pay you out a higher factor than 4%. So that's also something to consider. Is that maybe they'll pay you 4.5% or 5% or 5.5%. And a lot of that's determined by your age and whether you do a single payout just on you or a joint payout on you and your spouse. All those are factors. And so those are all things to consider, I think, you know, and because you can get higher payout factors maybe in your mid to late 60s or early 70s where you can get a payout factor of, you know, 5.5%, 6%, 6.5%, you get a lot higher payout for that same dollar. And it's also guaranteed for life that even if that account gets spent down to zero, you're still getting a payout from that annuity.
Right.
You can't outlive it. And I think that's a big key. And so a lot of times one of the ways that we'll design things is, let's say a family wants $60,000 a year coming in. Maybe we'll design it to where we have, you know, $30,000 coming in from Social Security. Well, we need to make up that other $30,000. Create a large enough annuity to create the other $30,000. Now their base income to cover all their expenses. That $60,000 a year is covered by Social Security and the annuity. And then we have all this other cash over here that we're going to invest and manage in the market. And that's going to help with inflation and taxes and long healthcare expenses and travel and everything else. But our base expenses are covered by Social Security and an annuity, that guaranteed income coming in.
Gotcha. Kyle Odell is our guest. Odell, Winkfield, Roseman, and Schiff, OWRSfirm.com. Their number, 303-780-7350. And once again, Kyle does offer a free consultation. When we come back, you know, there's still some things that you can do. Of course, end of the year has already hit us, but yet tax season isn't here yet. So are there still some things you can do to help taxes now? And then we're going to talk a little bit more about annuities. You're listening to Haystack Help Radio. We'll be right back.
Tired of being forgotten, disrespected, and not listened to when applying for a mortgage? Do you always get someone new when checking your loan status? Take AIM, Affordable Interest Mortgage, 720-895-0500. We have been serving Colorado since 2001. We are closing loans in 13 to 15 days. We offer paperless applications, ability to view your loan status 24/7, loans designed to fit your needs, not the bank's, with customized terms, whether purchase or refinance, all at low rates. Take AIM for quick pre-approvals, cash out to pay off high credit card debt, and see how hundreds of our clients are saving thousands in excess interest and payments, all while owning their home faster. Find out how. Call now, 720-895-0500, and talk to your personalized mortgage professional from start to finish. 720-895-0500. That's 720-895-0500, where it is all about you. Regulated by DOR, NMLS 298191, Equal Credit Lender.
Lone Tree Veterinary Medical Center offers KLZ listeners complete pet care services every day, all at one location. It's so much more than a clinic and so convenient. Their expert staff is always happy to help your pet have the happy and healthy life it deserves. Schedule a medical checkup for your beloved companion or take the first step toward a better behaved buddy by signing your pup up for obedience training. Did you know that if your sweet kitty needs grooming, Lone Tree Veterinary Medical Center is one of the few facilities that offers grooming for both dogs and cats. And if you're planning a vacation, Lone Tree Veterinary Medical Center offers boarding for dogs, cats, and other small pets so you can take your vacation without worry, knowing that your four-legged family member's home away from home has a fully equipped medical center on site. Learn more about Lone Tree Veterinary Medical Center at LoneTreeVet.com or call 303-708-8050.
I was hurt in a car accident. The bills were piling up and my insurance company was giving me the runaround. I didn't know what to do, but then I called a lawyer I saw on TV. That lawyer had all the tools and the knowledge to get me 1.2 mil...
Whoa, whoa. When you're hurt in an accident, you need Kevin Flesh of Flesh Law, a lawyer that's going to take your case seriously and not treat you like some get-rich-quick scheme. Serious car accidents are traumatic and can completely disrupt your life. Kevin Flesh has the integrity to help you get your life back on track. He will fight for you to get what you deserve, but he won't treat you like a lottery ticket. After you've been in an accident, call Kevin Flesh of Flesh Law at 303-808-8886 and make sure you will get someone who will do the right thing and get your life back.
Lynn Lyle Chevrolet is having its year-end clearance sale on all new 2017 Chevrolets. Other Chevy dealers are offering 20% off. We're going to top that. We're offering 30% off on new Chevrolets. Lynn Lyle Chevrolet, I-225 in East Colfax, or on the web at LynnLyleChevy.com.
Rush to Reason with John Rush. Weekdays from 3 to 7 on KLZ 560.
Welcome back to Haystack Help Radio, Money Beliefs versus Money Realities. Our guest, Kyle Odell, once again, every Monday from noon to 12:30. Kyle is with us. Odell, Winkfield, Roseman, and Schiff. That number again for the free consultation, 303-780-7350. So, Kyle, I mentioned before the break, I mean, April 15th hasn't come yet for tax stuff. Are there still things that we can do, maybe on the financial planning side, to avert some taxes, maybe?
We can do some things to reduce them for last year.
Right.
But ultimately what you're doing is you're postponing it for the future.
Okay.
So, yes, and I believe the tax deadline this year, don't quote me on this, but I believe it's April 17th
I think, for this year.
Yeah. And so, yes, you can look at, if it makes sense in your situation, to contribute to an IRA to because that contribution may be tax deductible depending on your income. Or you could, if you're self-employed, you could look at contributing to a SEP. There are several different options that you have out there, but you do have until the tax deadline to contribute to those retirement type of accounts. As long as you do that by April 17th and get that postmarked and in the mail or to your advisor, then that can help to reduce those taxes. Outside of that, I'm not sure if there's much else, but but you do have that option. And taxes, you know, with the new tax reform, things are going to change moving forward. So for most people anyway, you know, when we've done our taxes in the past, we've itemized those deductions, which when you contribute to an IRA or a 401k, that's a line item and you get to deduct that off your taxes. But in the future, most people, because they've reduced or taken away a lot of those items that we deducted and they've increased the standard deduction, a lot of us in the future are going to take standard deduction. So one of the fears has been that fewer people will contribute to IRAs to save for the long run because they're not going to take advantage of the tax deduction because they're going to take what's called the standard deduction moving forward. And so so I would certainly encourage people to still, you know, in the years moving forward, you know, I don't think I've ever had anyone come to me and say, Kyle, I've saved too much. So, you know, keep saving. And so that'll be for your 2018 tax return that you file for next year, you know, to take those things into account. But yes, you know, if you do itemize, you know, taking those, I would, you know, talk with the tax professional and the financial professional and find out if that's in your best interest, but it certainly could be.
Okay. Before the show, you were mentioning to me about a gentleman named Roger Ibbotson.
I know, it's not an easy name. All right. It's not an easy name. So Roger's actually the founder. He had a research company and that became Morningstar. And Morningstar is a third-party company in our industry that just provides data and research to advisors, and it's there for the consumer to get information. And you know, so and he's a professor emeritus at from Yale. Roger, you know, just has an incredible background in history, and he recently came out with a white paper. And I'm happy to, you know, if anyone wants a copy of it, you can contact my office and I can get a copy of it to you. I'm happy to email it to you. My office number, 303-780-7350, and happy to give that to you. But the white paper, what I want to talk about, you know, that we were talking about annuities in the first segment and how they can be used to create a guaranteed income during retirement. Well, the other purpose that a lot of people have used them for, and that's what this white paper really revolves around, is that when we're looking at bonds right now, the paper really talks about using a fixed index annuity as an alternative to a bond. And the problem out there that I see often is that we simply accept conventional wisdom, and that prevents us from considering alternatives. And so with this, this is going to be thinking outside the box a little bit, but if we think about it just in real simple terms, you know, if we look at bonds right now, most of them, if they're A-rated bonds and above, that most of them are, you know, they have a yield of around 2-2.5%, somewhere in that area. And when we take inflation into account, and taxes, and or any fees that we might be paying and so forth, you know, it's tough to really get ahead with, you know, that type of bond. And so I think this paper does a great job going in through and talking about how a fixed index annuity might be a great alternative to consider. It's something to look at. It's not a recommendation, just simply something to consider and look at and get some information on and see if it makes sense in your case. Again, it's just a tool in the toolbox to see, does it make sense? So, and what a fixed index annuity is, it's really it's a contract issued and guaranteed by an insurance company. It is a growth and accumulation vehicle leading up to retirement, and you can use it. A lot of those indexes inside of that, those products are attached to the S&P 500, so you can participate in some of the upside of the S&P. So as an example, let's say that over the next 3 years, this hypothetical, but over the next 3 years that the S&P went up 10%. Well, if you're in a fixed index annuity, typically you participate in a portion of that upside, let's say 60% of that upside. So now in the fixed index annuity, the S&P went up 10%, but the fixed index annuity went up, in this case, 6%. That's what you'd get credited to your account. Now, let's say we have another 3 years where the market goes down 10%. Well, if the market's down in a fixed index annuity, your account, the market is not going to affect it. You're going to have a zero rate of return for those 3 years. So in order to help safeguard your money on the downside, you're going to give up a little bit on the upside in most instances, but it helps to offset some of those risks. And so when we're looking at that overall as a bond alternative, you know, we'll sit down and consider, okay, does it make sense? You know, because with bonds, bonds can fluctuate with the market. A fixed index annuity is not going to fluctuate with the market, so we're not going to lose on the downside. That money is safeguarded. You may incur fees on the fixed index annuity. Most of those range between 0 and 1% in most instances. So that's always something you want to consider. But as we're looking at that, is simply an alternative place to park your cash. And here's one of the misconceptions I hear often from families initially when we start talking about that, Scott, is that, you know, they've been told, or maybe they've looked at annuities in the past that have caps that can only get 2, 3, or 4% on the upside, and then you bump into a ceiling. And the ones that I would, you know, there are certainly some out there that I would consider and look at along with, if you're going to look at this situation, is there are some out there that don't have caps, that you can get a higher participation on the market on the upside. You're not capped out, and so you have a potential, the ability to get a higher rate of return over time if we're not capping out. And so I think that's certainly something to consider and look at in some instances.
Right. And, you know, I think sometimes when some people maybe knock on some things. I was talking to someone about a reverse mortgage, and they said, oh, this person just said it was the most horrible thing in the world. Well, again, nothing is for everybody, but you've got to make sure that the financial person you're talking to isn't restricted on selling something, and that's why they don't bring it up, mm-hmm. or why they may talk negative about a product is because they can't offer it.
Right, right. That happens often where, yeah, you know, And that's why I brought it up right up front, you know, with variable annuities. I don't offer them,
right.
You know, and I'm also not a fan of them. But that's why I don't offer them,
mm-hmm.
you know. So, but with that, you know, there are variable annuities that would be appropriate for people out there. You know, so it just depends on the situation. But in most instances, I'm not a fan, so I don't offer them. I could. I've had that license in the past to be able to do that, but I let that go because I just realized this isn't a product that I would own myself.
Sure.
If I want to own it myself, I can't offer it to someone.
Right.
So, yeah. And so I think that's a great question. I think you brought up just a fantastic point that anytime you're talking to someone, you know, what I love about what we do is that I'm a chef that eats my own cooking. You know, when it comes to the investments and things that we do, you know, these are things that I believe in that, you know, that we own ourselves and so forth. And so, you know, if you're talking to someone, I think that's a great point, you know, is that, you know, are you limited on what you can offer? You know, do you offer the same 1, 2, or 3 things to everyone that walks in the door? Or do you have an array of things that we can truly choose from? Do you have a full toolbox here to really look at,
mm-hmm.
to figure out what's best for me? Because if the only thing you have in that toolbox is a hammer, you know, and you try and sell a hammer to everyone,
right?
You know, some people need a hammer.
Sure.
But not everyone.
Right.
Right. So I think that's a great point, Scott. And, you know, and if a couple things that, you know, I want to bring up here before we end up the show today is we're doing 2 events this week.
Okay.
That I'd like to announce. One of them is over at Colbell Library tomorrow morning at 10 a.m. over at Holly and Orchard. And with that, it's a 1-hour workshop. Strictly educational. What we're going to be talking about are required minimum distributions, those RMDs. When you get to 70 and a half years old, you have to start taking money out of IRAs and 401ks and 403bs, all those different retirement plans. And so we're going to be just talking about how they work, when do you need to take it, if you forget, what's the penalty involved, all that kind of stuff. So we're going to be going through that. So that's tomorrow morning at Colbell Library at 10 a.m. at Holly and Orchard. And then we're going to be doing another one over at Smoky Hill Library in Centennial, over on Biscay Circle. That's also at 10 a.m. on Thursday. So 10 a.m. Thursday, both days are at 10 a.m. So Smoky Hill Library, is the second event.
Okay, great. And for more information, you can call Kyle's office, 303-780-7350. Ask for Peggy, and she can get you all the details on that. And again, if you would like a copy of that white paper, you can also, that's talking about on annuities as a bond replacement. Again, that's from Roger Ibbotson.
Ibbotson.
And founder of Morningstar. And this is great information. Again, Kyle offers a free consultation. So if you've got questions about this, give him a call, 303-780-7350. Kyle, thank you very much, sir.
Thanks, Scott.
Look forward to next week. You're listening to Haystack Help Radio. We got to take a short break. We'll be back with more right after this.
Littleton Heating and Air Conditioning is proud of their 45 years of HVAC service to Littleton, Highlands Ranch, and Denver metro area. Littleton Heating and Air Conditioning is your Lennox and Carrier expert heating and air conditioning contractor. They are proud to offer the finest heating, air conditioning, and indoor air quality products with prompt and professional customer service and satisfaction. Call today and mention Haystack Help Radio and save $25 off any repairs or $100 off your furnace installation. Call 303-798-3880. That's 303-798-3880 for your appointment today. Littleton Heating and Air, A-plus members of the Better Business Bureau and official Haystack Help registered company.
If you're looking for great deals on outdoor equipment and clothing, we've got you covered. Hi, this is Bill Paddock, owner of the Outdoorsman's Attic, your outdoor gear consignment headquarters. You'll save 20, 30, 40, even 50% on previously owned outdoor gear for the fisherman, hunter, and camper. We also sell live bait, firearms, and ammo. If you're doing a little spring cleaning, bring in your gear to the Outdoorsman's Attic. We'll sell it for you and put cash in your pocket. You can also pick up your hunting and fishing licenses right here at the store. Your one-stop shop for all your outdoor gear needs is the Outdoorsman's Attic, located at 2650 West Hampton Avenue in Sheridan, Colorado. 303-781-3626. That's 303-781-3626. Or visit us online at outdoorsmansattic.com. Mention Sportsman's of Colorado and receive 20% off all your outdoor clothing.
What could you do with an extra $500, $1,000, or even $1,500 per month? How would that change things for you? Would you buy a new car, pay off bills, or just feel a bit more secure about your retirement? What if I told you there's a way to make your dreams a reality? I'm talking about trading and investing in the market. Now, before you say, oh, that's not for me, just hear me out. I want to invite you to a half-day trading course so you can check this out. I promise you, you'll go away smarter than when you came in. We here at Online Trading Academy sponsor this, and we'll even send you home with a free home study video guide. Your money's doing nothing for you in a CD or mutual fund. Learn how to profit when the market's up or down. Call us now while seats are still available at 303-325-2776. Use offer code RADIO50. 303-325-2776. That's 303-325-2776.
Tired of walking into your local gun store and seeing the same old thing? Hey, let me tell you about Rampart Firearms. You'll find a great selection of guns, ammo, tactical, and personal defense weapons. Rampart Firearms is also a great stop for all of your hunting and shooting needs. Shotgun, rifle, or pistol. From predator hunting to your next big game trip, Rampart Firearms is located in Douglas County at the foot of the Rockies, just a quarter mile up Highway 67 off of Santa Fe in Sedalia. They're open Monday through Saturday, 10 to 7, and hey, you'll only pay 4% tax on your purchase. Rampart Firearms, 720-468-0050. That's 720-468-0050. Or visit them at rampartfirearms.com.
Denver's Afternoon Rush. Rush to Reason is coming up at 3. Now, back to Haystack Help Radio.
Welcome back to Haystack Help Radio. If you're just joining us, my name is Scott Watley. We appreciate you being with us. Now joined along with Marie Christine. How are you?
I'm all bundled up today, Scott.
You are bundled up, yes. It's cold.
It is.
It is flat cold out there. So everyone be safe out there. I'm not sure what the road conditions are like, but it is not going to get very warm today. So just be very, very careful driving on your commute home. Cassie's also running our Facebook Live. So if you've got any comments or questions for Dr. Shane Stedman, check us out on Facebook, Haystack Help Radio, and like our page there as well, and we would appreciate it. Dr. Stedman, how are you, sir?
I'm great. How are you today?
We are doing well. We are doing well. Thank you, guys. Hopefully got my blood results back from my test the other day, and be looking forward to getting with you and getting the results on those. So we'll talk soon.
Yep. That's why I'm coming.
All right. Good deal. All right. We've been talking about the thyroid, and I thought we would kind of talk about one of the issues that, you talk about quite a bit, and that's Hashimoto's. And and so I thought we'd give a little bit of, you know, definition of that, symptoms of that, treatments for that, and maybe people don't know that that's what they've got. So let's see what we can do to help them out in that area today.
Well, so for most of the United States, when you look at the literature, it suggests that about 90% of thyroid issues in the U.S. are actually due to an autoimmune condition. And the autoimmune condition that's associated with hypothyroidism is Hashimoto's. And so Hashimoto's is an autoimmune condition in which the immune system attacks one or two enzymes that are within the thyroid gland. So basically, the immune system is attacking the manufacturing plant of thyroid hormones. And so if you have an attack going on, then it alters the thyroid hormones coming out. And when your thyroid hormones are altered, well, it alters your physiology. So very often, people with Hashimoto's have hypothyroid symptoms, which is, you know, your hair is thinning, your eyebrows are thinning, you can't lose weight, sluggish brain, sluggish digestion, energy is low, everything is just low. So they have those traditional low thyroid symptoms. However, one of the other clues that maybe somebody might have an autoimmune condition is these symptoms kind of fluctuate. So you might have a couple of weeks that you don't feel great, and then all of a sudden you feel better, then you don't feel good, and then you feel better again. And you feel like you're on a roller coaster, and you're trying to figure out what's going on with you. Or another set of people might notice that every time they go to their doctor, their TSH changes, and your TSH is your thyroid-stimulating hormone. So your TSH, it goes up, it goes down, it goes up, and it goes down. And so what does the doctor do? Is they increase your medications and lower your medications, and increase your medications and lower them. Mm-hmm. So people that find themselves on this roller coaster of up and down and up and down and up and down and up and down, that's usually a pretty good sign that they have an autoimmune condition.
Now, hypothyroidism means your thyroid is, there's not enough of it, basically. Am I saying that right?
Correct. Yep, underactive. So hypo is under, hyper is over.
And something you were mentioning last week, I think, is that your thyroid actually helps to produce certain hormones. Is that right?
It has its own hormones that it produces. And then the thyroid is, it's really intimately involved with other hormones. So all your different sex hormones, cortisol, which is a hormone, those different hormones, they all interact with the thyroid hormones in your body.
And the cortisol, that has to do a lot with how your body manages stress, right?
Correct.
Wow. We're going to get you a nurse practitioner here, Dr. Stedman.
Look how much I've learned from you.
So quick question. This seems to hit people at what age? I mean, I just think of my wife, Victoria. I mean, we came to you several years ago. You went to the blood work, found this. But up until that time, was able to eat anything, do anything, just hadn't been feeling good for a couple of years. So is there a age-specific area that this generally will hit people, or you just never know?
There definitely seems to be kind of a general age that it's seen more. And I would say it's probably like in your 30s and 40s is when you tend to see it. But how this whole story works is you can have a genetic tendency towards this. And so they call it a genotype or a gene. And it's kind of sitting there laying dormant. And then usually there's some kind of stressor that hits your body, whether it be a car accident or a divorce or PTSD, or an illness. I mean, sometimes people just get sick and you can flip it. And then the last thing is pregnancy. So pregnancies are pretty notorious for this too. So you have this stressor that's on your body, and it changes the gene into what they call a phenotype. So think of like genetic and physical. So you change this kind of dormant, hanging out gene into a physical expression. And then once that physical expression hits, it kind of flips on that Hashimoto's. And so now you got this autoimmune condition that's just kind of taken its toll. Now, some people can flip that on, you know, maybe a teenager, you know, let's say maybe they had a concussion or some kind of trauma. It could be maybe in your 20s, you got, you know, pretty sick or mono, you know, maybe you got the mononucleosis. And then sometimes you see it like after pregnancies, and one will say, ever since my last kid, I've never been the same.
So I think
so it can happen at any stage.
I was just going to say, you mentioned, you're talking about this gene, and I think of genes as something that's sort of set in stone that you have in your DNA, but you're saying a gene can sort of be dormant and then be activated later in life?
Yeah, we all have genes for different things. Some genes are hardwired, you know, like your, you know, maybe your eyes, your blue eyes are hardwired genetics. And then you have some genes that may not be expressed. So genes can be expressed different times in life. And so there's a lot of kind of really cool research that's going on and even testing, looking at genetics out there and more talk around it. Then the question, like, is it turned on or is it turned off? You know, so once you flip the gene on, then it can express itself for a while. This is, you know, where you hear, you know, if your aunt had a thyroid issue and your mom had a thyroid issue and your sisters had a thyroid issue and your grandma had a thyroid issue and your aunts on your mom's side had a thyroid issue, you start wondering if there is a genetic tendency that expressed itself. And then once it expresses itself, there's something that you've got to contend with.
And that's when you need to call Dr. Shane Sedman at Integrated Health Systems.
Absolutely. You know, I was reading this, and I did not look at the date of this article, but when I was doing some research on this before the show, it said an estimated 20 million Americans have some form of thyroid disease, and up to 60% of those people are unaware of their condition. And then it said 1 in 8 women will develop a thyroid disorder during her lifetime. Those are staggering numbers.
It's a lot. And you know, and that's how we feel in the office too. I mean, the amount of thyroid issues that we find on blood work, the amount of people that come in with thyroid issues that want to be supported, it seems like it's such a big part of the practice. I totally agree with you. And I think when you look at pregnancies, for instance, I mean, a lot of women get pregnant, and so that could be, you know, a trigger. You know, you can also have just how many people get sick, and we all get sick. You know, we're in a kind of a nasty flu season this year. And maybe that flu was enough to make your immune system a little bit hyperactive. And once it becomes hyperactive, maybe you decide to pick on the thyroid. And now you have a thyroid issue because of the flu. I mean, that's the thing with autoimmune conditions when we're working with people is we're trying to figure out what caused it. Because sometimes we might be able to get rid of the cause. Sometimes you can't. And then we try to figure out, well, what can we do to make it better? Okay, well, how can we support their immune system? And that kind of becomes more the detective work that we have to do with each patient.
So when, say that somebody has a dormant gene that gets turned on by some traumatic event, can you actually turn that gene off again?
No, once you have an autoimmune condition, I mean, it's definitely there. Mm-hmm. But there's things that people can do to manage it really, really well. And that's where you have to find out what those triggers are. So let's talk about, well, we'll just make it simple for everybody. We'll talk about a food allergy. You know, we talk about food on the show a lot. You know, what if you had a food allergy that was triggering your immune system and then your immune system was going after the thyroid? Well, if you can identify that food, take it out of your diet, so then your immune system is not so hyper-responsive, then that actually can help your autoimmunity. Doesn't mean you cured it or flipped the gene back off, because if you ate that food again, then the immune system would be flared up and it could attack the tissue. Does that make sense?
It does. Is that kind of what Victoria's been doing, Scott?
Yeah, I mean, you know, like I say, man, she could do anything. I mean, eat anything, go anywhere, do whatever. But then for a couple of years there, I mean, she would have a period where a few months feel great, a few months feel bad, a few months feel great. And
kind of that roller coaster.
Medical doctor after medical doctor after medical doctor and different prescriptions, different, you know, things that they thought. But then finally went to Dr. Stedman and blood work, And boom, it did not take long to get it all figured out and get her on a good path. And now for probably 7 years, you know, it changed her life.
Wow, that's amazing.
Yeah. You're listening to Haystack Help Radio. Dr. Shane Steadman is our guest. Integrated Health Systems is the company, and integratedhealthdenver.com is their website. Free consultation. Hey, if you're sick and tired of being tired and sick, give him a call, 303-781-5617, 303-781-5617. We'll be right back.
Don't fall for gimmick ads when choosing your insurance coverage. Group Insurance Analyst has been Colorado's insurance superstore since 1984, where customers can compare and shop for all of their insurance needs. At GIA Insurance, their brokers have no allegiance to any particular health, auto, or home insurance company. Take advantage of their experience, expertise, and exceptional client service. For your free quote, call today at 303-423-0162. That's 303-423-0162. Visit their website, e-gia.com, or stop by their office at 44th and Garrison Street in Wheat Ridge. Group Insurance Analyst is an official Haystack Help registered company.
Hi, this is Scott Watley. Let me tell you what I love about Stack Optical. They are truly one of the last optician-owned, family-owned optical stores. At Stack Optical, you can be confident you'll receive personal attention. For over 50 years, Alan Stack has shown he really cares about making his customers happy. Stack Optical also has a beautiful new location at 2233 South Monaco Parkway in Denver. Free and easy up-close parking. Stack Optical has an on-site eyeglass production lab. Whether you need office eyewear or a new set of shooting or golf glasses, Stack Optical has the solution with the Stack Sport Pack. Give them a call today and ask for their $69 eye exam, 303-321-1578. That's 303-321-1578. Your eyes and vision are one of the most important things in life. I'm confident at Stack Optical, you'll see the difference. That's 303-321-1578, stackoptical.com.
Need a new pickup? Lynn Lyle Chevrolet is having a Silverado year-end clearance sale, with Silverado starting at just $26,900. Lynn Lyle Chevrolet always has the lowest prices. Lynn Lyle Chevrolet, I-225 in East Colfax, or on the web at LynnLyleChevy.com.
Rush to Reason with John Rush, weekdays from 3 to 7 on KLZ 560.
We are back. You're listening to Haystack Help Radio. My name is Scott Watley, along with Marie Christine. Cassie's running our Facebook Live. Again, if you've got any questions, our lines are open, 303-477-5600. You can also get in touch with us on our Facebook Live site there. That is Haystack Help Radio. Appreciate if you give us a like there.
So you were mentioning, Scott, that Victoria kind of went through that roller coaster that Dr. Steadman was talking about, where you'd feel great for a little while and then you'd feel really sick. So I'm curious, Dr. Steadman, do you think people wait too long to take care of this Hashimoto's because they think it's just a fluctuating cold or something?
No, what tends to happen is, you know, I think somebody will go to, you know, their primary care and they get diagnosed with, you know, let's say hypothyroid. I mean, they get diagnosed with hypothyroid. And then they're placed on medications, which can totally be appropriate, you know, but then they feel good for a little bit, and then they won't feel good. Mm-hmm. So then they go back to their doc, we'll say like maybe 6 months later, and so the doc's like, hey, you know, yeah, your blood work shows a little bit different. Let me change your medications up. So they change the medications up, and the patient's like, oh, yeah, I feel better again. And then they kind of feel funky. Then they feel better. Then they feel funky. And then they go back, and the doc will kind of change it. And so I think you kind of get to this pattern of not feeling great, not knowing what else to do. Your doc is trying to do the best they can, you know, so they're trying to help out, you know, but then, you know, this can go on for a little bit, and then people start going, okay, well, something's got to be wrong. And so then they start reading, they start Google searching, they start reading books, you know, and then let's say they find my office, and then they come in, and I'm like, hey, yeah, exactly. I think you had a bunch of really good things done to you, but the underlying cause is that your immune system is kind of beating up on your thyroid. So let's work on the triggers. Let's see if we can balance things out the best we can so that the medications can't work appropriately, you know, and that's kind of my goal is, you know, not that they've gone through bad care. It's just the cause was different. The cause wasn't the thyroid. the cause was the immune system. So if we can get the immune system better and find a trigger, sometimes it's a really simple thing, then all of a sudden people aren't bouncing back and forth, and the medications they're on is actually making a huge difference now.
So
that's
kind
of like how the story ends up going.
Yeah, it's like they get part of the way there with their regular doctor, but then you're able to go deeper and do that detective work, as you were saying, and really figure out, okay, here's what needs to happen next.
Yeah, absolutely. And that's just our claim to fame. That's what I love about our office is we're always trying to dig deep and trying to figure those things out. So you can just run a TSH and say, okay, you got hypothyroidism, but there's actually seven other markers to the thyroid. And if you can run all seven, then that little bit of detective work should tell you why is the thyroid not working.
Mm-hmm.
Not just is it or is it not, but why. And so we run those other markers. And there's actually two markers for Hashimoto's, and then there's a bunch of other markers that give you the function of what's going on in the body.
So Victoria, Scott's wife Victoria, was texting us during the show talking about how you encouraged her to go off gluten and how that helped so much. Do you find that's a common solution?
Yeah, if you look out there in the research, what's out there, even online, there's something called a Hashimoto's triad, which includes celiac disease, a pernicious anemia, which is a B12 autoimmune condition, and then Hashimoto's. And so a lot of patients have Hashimoto's. A lot of them might have celiac disease or a gluten sensitivity. So it's always good to take that just completely out and see if that's a major trigger for the immune system. If it is, what an easy fix. And it may be hard from a lifestyle standpoint because you got to learn how to eat differently. But if you can take wheat out and all of a sudden the immune system settles down and is not attacking the thyroid, well, now the patient is more stable day to day. So that's one of the things that we found out with her that worked really well. And then we made some other adjustments and supported her immune system.
Well, and eliminating gluten, I mean, that might be hard at first.
Gluten and dairy.
Yeah.
Was something that was really big for her, you know. And,
yeah.
And the hard part is, restaurants, a lot of them, so many restaurants are having and promoting gluten-free type items.
Mm-hmm.
But you have to really, I'm just being honest. It's a process when we go to a restaurant order because she is so picky about, hey, is this going to be on there, touching this, doing this? Is it grilled on the same grill? That type of thing because of the contamination there. And then once it makes you really, really sick, it makes you want to be picky when you go out.
Well, yeah, you don't want to keep going to the doctor over and over and over for that up and down roller coaster. So it's worth it to be picky.
Sure. And Dr. Sedman, when people are just trying to think connection here, we can give our listeners on, if you're feeling these type of symptoms, and again, I know we drive this in almost every show when we're talking about thyroid, but when I see these numbers, 60% of the people out there are unaware that they have some type of thyroid issue, man, I just want to try to get people all the help we can.
Absolutely. I think if they're struggling with, this time of year, not losing weight, they're still dealing with brain fog and digestive issues and bloating, constipation and achy joints and thinning hair, thinning eyebrows, those are some big ones out there that a lot of people don't realize is a thyroid issue. So they're just thinking, oh, it's something else. But those are all thyroid issues that, if you can get that thyroid working better, then all of a sudden your brain fog clears up, your hair is not falling out, your weight starts going down, now your digestion and your bloating is getting better. I mean, the list of improvements is a very long list, but you got to get that thyroid working. And if you don't figure out what's causing the thyroid to be out of whack, then it's still going to be a struggle. And that's what we see with people is the faster, even for our office, the faster we can find out what's going on with somebody's immune system or thyroid or their thyroid physiology, the faster they get better. And that's the goal. So we always ask people to help us out. So we work as a team, and we want to make sure people are motivated to get better. We're going to bust our butt, and we kind of expect them to do the same, and together we can get there as fast as we can.
Sure. Real quick before we get out of here, are there some testing of foods that you can do as far as, allergic reaction to certain foods?
There is. There's different types of food allergy panels out there. a lot of them will actually look at what they call immunoglobulins. So there's three major types they look at, or four. There's kind of four major types. So kind of depending on what type of food allergy you're looking at can be helpful. And I say that it kind of gets to be like I'm giving a vague answer. The answer overall is yes.
Right.
Definitely there's some food allergy testing out there that you can find out, are you reacting to this food? And it makes life a little bit easier. The problem is there's different types of food reactions. So you might measure one reaction, but you could be getting another one that showed up negative on your test.
Gotcha. Well, I'm telling you, the key is getting in there, getting great blood work done, and then let Dr. Stedman take care of it from there. And I'm looking forward to getting in, seeing my results. I think I'm looking forward to it. Am I? Am I looking forward to it, or should I be worried?
Yeah, actually, you must be eating some vegetables because it does look a little bit better.
Wow. I look at pictures of vegetables, osmosis, you know, and let it try to sink in. Yeah, so... But we're gonna get on it. I'm telling you, we're gonna make it happen this time. So, Dr. Stedman, always great information. Again, folks, if you are really, as I mentioned earlier, and kind of a funny slogan, but sick and tired of being tired and sick, and you have not been able to find the help, give Dr. Stedman a call. 303-780-7350, 303-780-7350. It's a free consultation. You got nothing to lose, and I feel very confident saying he can probably help you out. So, Dr. Stedman, thank you very much, sir.
Thanks, guys. Have a great one.
All right. Cassie, thank you for running our Facebook Live. And with a nod, Cassie will say okay. And Marie Christine, thanks for being with us as well. Hope everyone has a great, safe day. Stay warm. And we'll talk to you tomorrow. Leave it right here on KLZ 560.
Opinions expressed on KLZ 560 are those of the speaker and do not necessarily reflect those of Crawford Broadcasting, the station, management, employees, associates, or advertisers. KLZ 560 is a Crawford Broadcasting God and Country station.